We return to this weekend's AJC Decatur Book Festival preview with its program director, Philip Rafshoon. For this portion of the conversation, I ask Philip to tell us about some of the authors that might be off the beaten track at this year's festival.
There's some great writers out there that you may not have heard about yet. One of the ones that we have coming in at 12:30 on Saturday is Richard Flanagan. He's actually a pretty big name across the seas. He's coming from Tasmania. He's coming to launch in America his new book, Narrow Road to the Deep North, which is a long-awaited book. It starts during World War II in a Japanese POW camp and carries through to modern-day Australia. He's a pretty big name in Australia, and he's been long-listed for the Man Booker Prize, so we're pretty excited about him coming here.
So a big deal for a name that's sort of under the radar at the moment.
Under the radar in America, but yeah, well-known overseas. So it's something I think people should check out. On Saturday afternoon, we've got Jean Love Cush coming. She's coming for her debut novel, which is called Endangered. And it's about an African-American woman whose young son is accused of murder in a town. And the defense attorney comes up with a defense of he should be covered under the Endangered Species Act. So it's very relevant to things that are happening today in certain parts of the country. It's got some aspects of the Trayvon Martin case, mm-hmm, and what's happening right now in Missouri.
In Ferguson,
Missouri. And it's more than anything else, it's the story of Janae Williams and her struggle to fight for her son and her becoming of age in the fight. We've also got a guy named Andre Barba, who is a top writer in Spain. He's written about a dozen books, some poetry. His new novel is called Rain Over Madrid. It's four short novellas, and this is his first book that's been translated into the English language. He's coming here because his translator, Lisa Dillman, lives in Decatur. She's a professor at Emory. So it should be a very interesting discussion, not just of the book, but about translation of the writing into English.
And now, Philip, since there are multiple stages scattered all around Decatur, many author events are happening at the same time, concurrently. So inevitably, festival goers are going to be faced with some tough choices, mm-hmm, along the way. Which schedule conflicts are you personally grappling with?
Well, there's a lot of conflicts where I somehow want to safely chop myself into 12 pieces and go to 12 different events. But there's one point on Sunday afternoon where there's so much good stuff. At 3:45, we've got Karen Abbott, who's going to be here for Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy. And at the same point, we've got Richard Rodriguez, who is going to be here for his book, Darling, a Spiritual Memoir. We've got Jeffrey Renard Allen for Song of the Shank. And we've got Barbara Brown Taylor. I don't know where I'm going to be at that point.
Oh, what to do?
Yeah, that's a tough one. But if you want to plan in advance, go to our website at DecaturBookFestival.com. And it has a schedule. You can plan out your schedule in advance to figure out where to go and what to do.
Choices, choices. Philip Rafshoon again of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. This hour, he filled us in on some of the not-to-be-missed author events at this weekend's big festival. If you missed him talking about any of them, just visit our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe, where we have links and more information about the festival.